Punch Audio presents Bon Appetit, French Twist Series, Book 2. Written by Sandra Bird. Performed by Sophie Amos. Hunger savors every dish. French Proverb. Chapter 1. How can a nation be great if its bread tastes like Kleenex? Julia Child. Living in France was my dream, and I was going to make it work. With that goal in mind, I waited nearly 2 hours to get my autorisation provisoire du travail, the temporary work permit that would allow me to take a job at the Delacroix bakery while I attended pastry school. A bored-looking woman behind the counter beckoned me forward with her finger. "I need to apply for the APT," I said in fluent French, handing over my paperwork. I had a letter from Luke's uncle saying I would be working at 2 family bakeries in a neighboring village and town, the student resident permit Luke's mother had acquired for me, and a letter from l'École du Pâtisserie stating I was enrolled in their 16-week program from September through December. "If you are a citizen of a European Union nation, you don't need this." She flicked the papers back at me, but paused to look at my identity card. "Lexi Stewart. What a strange name." "I'm an American." The room went quiet except for some muttering. I felt like shouting, "Yes, an American. You know, the ones who saved you in World War II." Instead, I forced a polite smile onto my face. "You speak French," the woman said, as if noticing for the first time. "Oui," I answered. "My permit, please?" She moved incredibly slowly. Finally, having assembled and stamped all of my paperwork, she handed a card over the countertop. "You do know that you cannot work in France once you complete your school program. You'll have to go home." I shook my head. "I read that foreign workers are welcome in France." The words dried up in my mouth. "Welcome? No. But they can be hired. If no one in the EU can be found to do the same job, that is. Of course, we don't have many bakers and pastry makers in France, so I am sure they'll make an exception for you." She directed her sarcastic laugh more at the woman next to her than toward me. The second woman coughed out a laugh, but hers seemed half-hearted rather than truly cruel. "Here, Lexi," she said, drawing out my name to make it sound like Lexi before continuing. "Bon courage. I hope you enjoy your stay in France. This permit expires in 6 months. I left, slowly walking to the Rambouillet city center, and stood by myself at the train station, permit in my purse, shoulders drooping, sensible shoes on my feet. I slumped onto a bench. I heard the arriving train announced in French, and the suave melody of the language reminded me. "Lexi, you're in France. You're living in France. Your dream has come true. One cranky, ill-informed government worker does not a nation make." In spite of everything, I was here. I was breathing French air, eating real French bread, meeting French people. Kind of. I grinned, remembering a joke I had read before leaving Seattle a few weeks ago. In European heaven, the British meet you at the door. The Germans orchestrate your schedule. The Spanish plan your entertainment. And the French prepare your food. In European hell, however, the Spanish orchestrate your schedule, the Germans plan your entertainment, the British prepare your food, and the French will greet you at the door.